You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Here we are. Terrible situation in Clairton. Coke Works. Explosion. At least one person dead and several others injured, and one person still missing. Now, we'll talk to David Ballarato when he makes his way in here. He was on the scene. He's making his way back, fighting through traffic. I'll take your calls at 866-391-1020. I do want to relay to you something that our own Andy Lindberg just pushed to me here, that is a kind of a method in public service. So, over 30 first responders reported to the scene of this explosion. So there are 14 local fire departments and about 20 EMS crews that responded to the incident. That, according to Allegheny County Police. Now, with so many responding to that incident, supplies are needed because there are several who are going to stay at the incident. I received a text from somebody who was there, and they were one of the first people there. And they said the Urban Search and Rescue PA Strike Team 1 is being activated. And what that is are individual firefighters and paramedics from all over Western Pennsylvania and EMS departments specially trained in urban search and rescue. And they're working in extreme heat. They're trying to find the person who is missing. They're working in very precarious situations with cement and different metals and different things all over the place. And it's unsteady. So they could use your help. With so many of these people responding, you can donate the following. And if you're in that area, or even not in that area, but especially in this area, they are looking for bottled water, sports drink, popsicles, electrolyte packets, snacks, cooling supplies, you know, fans, cooling towels, etc. And you can drop them off at the Southeast Regional EMS, that's 2121 Century Drive, Jefferson Hills. Because so many of these operations, you think, well, okay, it's this and that, it's tax dollars, and some of it is, but some of the people that are responding are from volunteer places. So Southeast Regional EMS, 2121 Century Drive, Jefferson Hills, PA, could use your help, especially on this extremely hot day. And in terms of a recovery mission, because of the mangled concrete and metal and everything else, and again, the precarious nature of all of this, it could last a couple hours. It could last a couple days. Who knows? So bottled water, sports drink, electrolyte packets, snacks, popsicles, you know, any sort of sustenance and things to keep them going would really, really help. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much happening out there. I do want to hear a little bit more from Senator Fetterman, who said this.
I was just out here in the area, and I just head straight right here. Again, this is our communities. I live here, and that's why this way of life here is that's why I fought for it, to find to have all this maintained. Whether I live right across the street at the Edgar Thompson plant, I mean, that's the way of life out here in this region.
And the juxtaposition that is striking is it's been such a celebratory time for both U.S. Steel and for that area. You have the Nippon deal that's coming in. You have people who are excited to have a sort of resurgence, and then something like this happens. And it's tough. It's tough at any time. But especially now, it's got to be very, very tough because there is so much of a bright spot in kind of coming into the windshield of all this for so many people. And again, for this to happen right now is just a tough, tough thing. And I think now, obviously, it won't deter anybody, but it does serve as a kind of a speed bump and a time to pause. And U.S. Steel also issued a statement, and that was from their CEO and the president, David Burritt, and he had this to say. He said, our top priority is the safety and well-being of our employees and the environment. We are working closely with relevant authorities to investigate the cause of the incident and will provide additional updates as they become available. Nearly 1,300 dedicated men and women work at the Clairton plant each day, performing their jobs with the utmost safety. During times like this, U.S. Steel employees come together to extend their love, prayers, and support to everyone affected. And that's another talking point. But to fall in lockstep with the 1,300 people who work there, you now have an issue or potential issue with the emission of the emission of different particles and gas and different things that could impact the community. It's not just the kind of the plant proper, but it's Clairton, it's all of the Mon Valley, and it's best to kind of err on the side of caution. So within a mile, they're still calling for people to kind of stay indoors, to make sure to not necessarily, you know, go out and kind of change your air conditioning setting. But in all of that, who knows how long this could last as well, especially on a hot day and how much of a deterrent it could be to your health. So there is that. But U.S. Steel will be on the ground. They're already on the ground, and they're going to make it right, and they're going to get to the bottom of it. But 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020. I want to talk to you, and I especially want to talk to Mon Valley residents, and especially want to talk to people who have worked in mills like this, to try to understand, because I think you serve as a good, you serve as a news gatherer and disseminator on days like this to let the other people know who are maybe just listening right now or maybe checking out some of the stuff on our website exactly what it's like to be in one of these kind of mills. You know, people sort of glamorize the work to some degree because we live in Western Pennsylvania and it's tough and it's cool and it's neat to be a steel worker. Well, it's arduous work. But I'd love to hear from some people who have done it to kind of describe maybe the conditions that these men and women were working in today whenever this tragedy happened.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.